6 minutes after the hour, 12 noon. It's Thursday, May 12, 2022. Thank you so much in the previous hour for your phone calls. Even if you're frustrated, it's okay. You know, see, you share the same frustration as a lot of Americans do. You are not alone in your thinking. And unfortunately, people watch television and they get all their news from television and like, oh, I read it on the internet, so it must be true. Really? Wow. See, that's all part of media, folks. Media can be social media, can be electronic media, can be print media, magazines. I mean, it could be anything. And as long as people understand how they can use it to manipulate you, I mean, that's what sales is all about. Why not news? See, there are some people who think that we are in the end times, which this is a very interesting subject, which is why we have David Herron on the show with us. He has published 9 different books with Christian themes, 5 of which deal with biblical end time prophecy. We have one out called What the Bible Has to Say About the USA, the Old Testament Speaks to Americans Today. And what exactly can we learn in modern day America from ancient Israel? A whole bunch of different questions. We turned that book of Hosea, like my people perish for lack of knowledge, 4:6. Bible scholar David Herron is on the phone with us. Welcome to the Power Hour, sir.
Well, it's good to be here. I was with the media for 50 years, and I remember them actually telling me they were going to lie and they were going to vote for convicted criminals. I just did not agree with them, and I was a minority of one in the office where I was working.
That's too bad. And that's the way the media is structured these days, and I know I'm a card-carrying news investigative journalist, and I actually have a credential from a bona fide FCC-licensed radio broadcast facility. So that puts me right in the soup with them, except in our show, Mr. Herron, we are catering to the Christian right-thinking people. We have some of the smartest people, and we, of course, invite callers. If you have anything you want to add to our conversation, 844-769-2944, the number to call. So let's get into the book, the Old Testament book of Hosea. I mean, it's just more than just my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There was more to that verse than that about what God was going to do because they ignored him. He was going to ignore them and their kids. So what about the semblances of what's going on in America today versus back then?
Well, I had prayed the prayer of Hosea 6:8, hear my, send me. And the Lord sent me in this direction. I started to understand prophecy. And I got to the book of Hosea, and the next time I read through it, I said, whoa, this is surveyor. Sounds like I'm reading it about the United States of America, because every chapter, I mean, you could have changed the word Israel to America. It was just, the table of contents is a really good summation because it lists the, in order, the 10 themes that were identical. I mean, they were killing babies too. But they were evil. They were set on evil. And boy, do we see that right now underlying everything that's going on. It's evil. That's what it is.
Well, no doubt. I mean, we have sexual license now because you're talking about chapter 10, which is Baal. That is a satanic god of worship, and sexual license is what's happening in America today. And if it's not abortion, it's LGBTQ, which I thought originally meant let's get Biden to quit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's you know, pretty simple. You don't get past Genesis 3. He created them male and female. He created them. Uh oh. Well, we got to ignore that.
Yeah, but don't tell your kids.
We ignore the first two words. He created. No. There's no God. He can't create. You can make up your own truth. Create your own truth. You can be God. It's really very, very bad, and it grieves God, and that's why we are on the verge of the calamities that Jesus prophesied. He predicted that it would happen. But he was encouraging. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I got it. I'm going to shorten it. But it's going to happen, and he wants us to be ready for it. A lot of Christians are not ready for it. A lot of Christians and non-Christians. I mean, it's amazing because Jesus, in Matthew 24, 25, and then also it's also in Luke 21, and it's in Mark 14, and it relates back to his Sermon on the Mount where he said, suffering for my sake is a blessed thing for eternity, but it's not going to be any fun now. It's not going to be fun now, but keep your eyes set on him and on eternity. And I don't know, now I'm preaching, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I mean, I preach a lot on this show. But see, I'm on your website, endtimesmystery.com. And of course, this thing pops up, this little white square in the middle, rectangle, says, what do you think will be the most important thing that will happen during the end time before Jesus' second coming? I guess I could ask you that question since it's your blog.
I'm going to go back. The important thing that will happen, it will be the salvation of millions upon millions of people. Because the way the enemy, and I do believe that Satan is a personal enemy and he's got demons and I've had them trailing me. And they're out for evil, but God turns things that are evilly designed into good for his kingdom. And it's going to catch the attention, I don't mean the attention, but I mean the full attention of people who are not yet believers and who are headed for hell. And many of them, it's prophesied in Zechariah that when Jesus returns, one third of us will be going up to be with him. Well, right now, and this is according to not me, but according to Billy Graham and D. James Kennedy, who have international evangelism missions, and they knew, both of them are dead now, but they knew, and just a few years ago, both of them were saying that less than 10% of the world population is Christian. So how many people have to be turning themselves around in order to get that number up to 33%? That's the good part. The bad part is that we are going to suffer tribulation.
Well, that's what a lot of people seem to think. There's been so many different twists on this, it makes me wonder just how Satan has twisted things around through various objectives, if I might add. Everybody's got this thing, oh no, we're in mid-trib right now. Oh no, no, the trib won't happen until after the rapture. Everybody's got a different take on this. Why is that?
Yeah, whenever it happens, it's going to happen because Jesus said it's going to happen. And people who are relying on going up before it happens, they're possibly going to be very disappointed because the biblical support of that position is very weak. There's nothing about it in any creeds going back to the original church. Nothing. It's zero. I can't say for sure, but it's a very weak position to take. And then to be unpleasantly surprised. Even Peter, he thought Jesus was invincible. And when he realized that he was going to be killed, Peter took off because he wasn't ready. The whole thing is to get ready, to be prepared mentally, to be prepared spiritually, to be ready. And Jesus said how? He said to stand firm. And he said, don't defend yourself. He said, I will show you what to say if you had to face any confrontational situations. And he said, do not be afraid. Don't worry. The point being that if we are in the right position spiritually and mentally, we will not be fleeing. And there's different ways of fleeing, taking flight. We will be standing firm, and that's what he wants of us, to be standing firm for him and for the principles that he represents and not running off on all these tangents that you were talking about a minute ago. Even if one of them is right, these people are not standing firm. They want to get out of this. They're fleeing. Right now, they're mentally in flight, even if they are not physically. And I know some of them. no, it's not going to be fun. But God is God. He wins, and Satan loses in the end. We just have to be standing firm in the interim. And that's not an easy thing to do. It really isn't.
So why are we in the end time segment of our life? I mean, why does everybody have this feeling? And I get a lot of calls from listeners, Mr. Heron, on this show, that all think that we are approaching or in end time prophecy. Do you agree or disagree? I mean, and why?
Why do you think? I base a lot of my writings on that. The evidence is overwhelming. It's right there in Hosea. The things that were happening to the Israelites right before they got sent off to Babylon, which is an equation with what will happen here, even if we're not all, you know, exported to suffer the trials that the Israelites did because of their defection from God. They're not trusting in Him. Their sin. I mean, they killed babies too. They put them on an altar and sacrificed them to Baal. You mentioned that, I think. They did all of these things. And that is the reason why we think the same thing is going to happen here. Because God is very consistent about it. When His people get that far off course, He does whatever is necessary to bring them, and a lot of others, by the way, back. Because He loves us. And He states that in the book of Hosea. I believe it's chapter 11, right at the moment. I don't have that right in front of me. But he does state that He loves us. Wait a minute, it's chapter 8 of the book, but I think it's chapter 11 of the book of the prophecy of Hosea.
That's what I'm reading here in your book. And chapter 8 is globalism. This is what we're about to succumb to if the World Health Organization treaty is effectuated with Biden administration sanctioned provisions. They virtually are going to be able to declare pandemics, lock us all down, demand we get injected with this drug that's killing a lot of people. Experimental drugs, to me, you know, what they did in England that's
right.
All of a sudden been exposed. I mean, this is more tribulation for Americans. But then, you know, you go into the initial discussion in Hosea about money versus morality. Well, we got right. So conditioned during the pandemic to use credit cards and shop remotely, use the internet, have stuff delivered at home. There are still people who are at home living in fear, still having groceries delivered over 2 years later. And the thing is that now they've conditioned us for cashless society, which this, you know, no man should buy or sell unless he has the mark. Did that discuss that in detail in Hosea?
The mark of the beast is not in Hosea, but
it's in Revelation.
All of the principles that you mentioned here are, and by that, I do have a my eye doctor. He told me the Holy Spirit showed him that the mark of the beast is the mask that they have ordered us to wear, and they have enriched people like what's his name, Ficus or whatever. I have not watched a TV newscast in 40 years because I know they've been lying. They never tell the truth because they're politicized. They're Marxist. They're leftist. They're far off. And even back then they were as far back as FDR. They were that way in Germany. They supported Hitler. And FDR said, "Oh, that's wonderful. Congratulated Hitler when he got elected." And then FDR went and helped to establish the Soviet Union after World War II, after so many Americans had died to try to defend freedom. He just handed it all over to the communists, along with Winston Churchill. And it's just, and ever since that time, we've been getting worse. We're worse now than we were under FDR. And how bad does it get before God says enough is enough? I'm kind of fumbling around now, but
no, it's all right. I mean, you have end times.
That's where we are.
True. EndTimesMystery.com is the website, and there are several books you have on here. And I see one, it says available soon, End Time Living. And I'm just kind of curious, that looks like a follow-up to everything else, Day of the Lord, the high sign, God or not,
yeah,
what the Bible has to say about the USA.
Actually, it has been published. The people who keep up my website are not very good at it, and I don't go to it very often. I'm so busy, I don't go to it much. But End Time Living has been published, and also it has been publicized, and it had, I think, of all the books I wrote, that kind of sums things up, and it's brief. It's brief. I recommend that even more than the USA book, because it really hits some beautiful things about the Lord. The great allegory of Song of Songs, that's a wonderful love story, and it's, the parallel is Jesus and the church, who in the Bible it is referred to. The church is referred to as the bride of Christ. So I recommend that book. I recommend what the Bible has to say about the USA, but that's longer. And a good sampling, short sampling, but powerful one, would be End Time Living. I definitely recommend that book, because it's got everything in there, only it's in shortened form. It's not the same purpose as what the Bible has to say about the USA. I had to kind of prove my case with what the Bible has to say about the USA, because they say, what? You know, what does the Bible have to say? The Bible doesn't have to say anything about the USA. Well, it actually does, in a very definite way, even though it's indirect, it's a very definite way. But End Time Living, it lays it all out there. It lays it all out there. I love that book. I just love Song of Songs, chapter 5. Oh, one of the most beautiful chapters in the Bible. My wife,
no doubt,
before she died, she put two words at the top of her Bible, the page of Song of Songs, and she wrote, Jesus and me. Every time I think of that, wow. Because she had it. She had it exactly right.
Well, that's the most I know. I get it. That's the most important thing, is her relationship with the Almighty. Tom, right, in Michigan, you are on the phone with David Herron. Do you have a comment and a question? Quickly. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, actually, I got too many of them. You know, I have, on the killing the children thing, I have a little problem with all this. Somehow that's my fault that people are killing their kids. I mean, personally, I couldn't care less, but it seems to be too, you know, it seems to be a duality where you have, you know, these wackadoodles that want to, you know, chop up the babies while they're still alive, the partial birth abortion, pretty too gruesome. And then you have the other ones on the other side that, oh, well, you know, you know, we're going to enforce people living according to the flesh by taking away abortion, that, you know, we're just going to say that a fetus the size of your thumb, and that's murder. And so I have some problems with that. You know, in this country, you know, it started out as like the beast in Daniel, the four beasts with the man's heart. And then you had the British Empire, where even after we won the revolution, they tried to keep taking over and infiltrated the monetary system. But we got prosperous because we were free. And then it was, you know, we were eating meat three times a day. You know, we're at that stage where we have the four-party system, the two-party dualities fighting it out. And so if we turn into that fourth beast, we're in a lot of trouble. That's when the devastation comes. That's when things get interesting. I know a lot of people are moving out to the country. Matthew 24, they talk about, you know, whoever's on the rooftop, don't come down, don't take anything with you. There isn't one person out of 10,000 that can just walk out the door and leave everything behind. So, I mean, the point is, you know, if we turn into that fourth beast, that's when we're going to see probably nuclear devastation, could be EMP, something like that. The fourth beast is destroyed. And then we'll still, you know, the other three will still, you know, that
you have a
kind of thinking will still
so
be
Tom,
around.
So Tom, do you have a question in all this?
Yeah, you think God's going to punish me for what other people are doing?
Of course not. And if people who are ready, when the times come, even Christians in 70 A.D. when Jerusalem fell, they were warned to flee, and they got ready, and they fled. If we are ready and prepared for the things that are going to happen, we will be able to do them. But if we sit back and argue and argue about this and that, which doesn't mean a thing, we're not going to be ready. And we're going to be like Peter. We're going to be terrified. Peter came back. God brought him back. But I don't want to be the ones that have to be dragged back. I want to be one that's standing firm in the first place and ready to do whatever the Holy Spirit instructs.
There you go. Tom in Michigan, thanks so much for your call. And, of course, the endtimesmystery.com, is this a place where they can purchase these books? I guess so. I see a Buy Now sticker down there.
And Amazon, you know, is easy. The easiest way is really Amazon. You can get them just about anywhere because they now have if you walked into Barnes & Noble and they didn't have one, they could say, oh, we'll order one for you. It's easy to get them. And I recommend End Time Living. I really do. I think that. Maybe after reading that, you might want to read what the Bible has to say to you, USA, but that's a very long book, and it came after a lot of research about other books. So,
well, that's an interesting take. Go ahead.
But they're easy to get. I mean, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, website, they're easy to get.
Well, there you have it. David Herron, thanks so much for being on the show. We are out of time for the segment. What the Bible has to say about the USA, End Time Living, all of these books available. You can go to End Times Mystery or wherever your better books are sold. We appreciate your coming on the call with us today here on the Power Hour. David, thank you so much. We are going to be back with more news, your phone calls after this break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-one minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, May 12, 2022. We're getting ready to cast off and hop a flight over to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for this weekend's event, the Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour, which we are going to be streaming live here on the Power Hour. If you go to the scrolling banner on the front page, you can watch the festivities. They begin around 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time and end rather late in the evening. You'll be able to watch Lieutenant General Michael Flynn do some speech making on both nights. He is the one that's working with Clay Clark to wake up America again and get them right thinking. The Biden administration has said, and this is, we're talking about Garland here, that judges may take into consideration the mental health of criminal illegal immigrants who've been convicted of particularly serious crimes when considering asylum cases. Really? They're going to let them run loose in our country? Well, you know, they've gone reprobate then. I mean, literally, there was a Mexican man who was convicted in 2004 of assault with a deadly weapon and sentenced to 2 years in prison. And, of course, it was a particularly serious crime, which barred him from establishing eligibility for withholding of removal. The man sought to block his deportation by stating his mental health condition should be a factor in determining whether his offense was particularly serious crime, and claimed his mental illness prevented him from solving a complex social situation, such as being aggressively challenged by a stranger and consequently resulted in him being violent. But, you know, you can say anything you want, but if you're found to offend based on a crime of violence of aggravated felony and determine that it was a particularly serious crime, you don't need to be in this country. We don't need you here. The taxpayers, frankly, do not need to pay for these incarcerated criminals coming across our border. And again, I look at all of these ranchers that have the capability of banding together with our militias, all fully loaded and locked and loaded and armed, standing by the Rio Grande, weapons pointing across the river, waiting to see whether or not anybody will take us up on coming across the borders. If they really want to get here that bad, how bad is it? I mean, look, we stood at Lexington Green and then Concord and exchanged fire with the British, albeit I wouldn't have fought like that. You know, later in the war, we figured out, hey, guerrilla warfare is where it's at. You hide behind rocks and trees, pick, reload, run down the road, wait for them again. They're marching in two by two. They want to be asses about it and march two by two and make themselves easy targets? Fine. We don't need to play that game. This is why we have sniper school. It's why the military is what it is. You know, we're taught not to march in formation, and what do? Oh, yeah, there's a point guy, and there's a guy bringing up the flank. Yeah, and the point guy is always the one that takes the hit. He's the one that runs over the IED. See, when did we forget about all that? That's what I'm talking about. You know, what we first fought for, we keep forgetting about history. Why? Because our military leaders are whacked out. Now they're all woke. Now they're all trying to jab our military. And then you got another instance, which I don't know if you paid attention to what was going on. We have a video that we're going to be including on this week's or today's email blast coming into your inbox. You're going to get to see a video of a passenger with no flight experience landing a plane after the pilot became incoherent. I mean, the guy had zero flight experience, and he landed at Palm Beach International Airport yesterday afternoon after the pilot became incoherent due to what appeared to be a medical issue. Gee, I wonder if the pilot got the jab. Medical issue. Did we ever bother to ask the pilot, hey, did you get the jab? Did you take that vaccine before you get in a plane? I wonder how many people actually ask a pilot on a commercial airliner, did you take the jab? Please tell me you didn't. Please tell me you're fighting this. Nah, don't get me started. Boy, then you know you might be in trouble. The guy strokes out in the cockpit and you happen to be on that flight. Ooh. What was that Mr. T said? I pity the fool. The FAA said the stressful situation unfolded aboard a single-engine Cessna 208 around 12:30 in the afternoon Eastern time. The passenger radioed in, said the pilot's gone incoherent. I don't have any idea how to fly this thing. Fort Pierce Air Traffic Control, of course, helped him handle the thing. They got instructions to the passenger on how to begin a slow descent while holding the wings level. The passenger initially told ATC at Fort Pierce he was descending at 500 feet a minute. Personnel at the tower instructed him to stop his descent at 5,000 feet so they could find him, which they did. Eventually, they informed him he would be online with the Palm Beach Air Traffic Control over the radio frequency, and what they did was they brought up a picture of the Cessna 208 cockpit. So the person in the control tower, man, this is like God having his hand over the situation. Robert Morgan, an air traffic controller, had 2 decades of tower experience and 1,200 hours of flight instruction, was reading a book on his break. He was alerted, called in, said, look, I never knew the plane model he was flying. We just got an image of the cockpit to better understand what he was dealing with. And he just had to keep the guy calm, point him to the runway, and tell him how to reduce power so he could descend it to land, according to what Morgan was saying. Working with the air traffic controller, the passenger successfully landed the Cessna. It's just amazing. Another commercial air pilot was landing his plane, and he heard over the radio what was going on. He goes, huh, passengers landed the plane? Oh, my God, great job. Passenger who landed the plane shared an embrace after landing. Passenger informed the ATC he was here heading home to be with his pregnant wife. Only 2 people on the plane. They did not identify the pilot or the passenger, nor did they provide an update on the pilot's condition. It's amazing how that works. It did report the pilot possibly suffered a medical issue. Right. Like I said, did he get the jab? The Ninth Circuit panel has struck down California's semi-automatic rifle ban for 18 to 20-year-olds. What does that mean? That means that any of these people that are now of liberal mindset can go out and shoot up the place? Yeah, the suit against the law was brought by the Second Amendment Foundation and joined by the Firearms Policy Coalition, the Firearms Policy Foundation, Cal Guns Foundation, Poway Weapons and Gear, and PWG Range, North County Shooting Center, Inc., BB Family Arms and Munitions, and Matthew Jones, as well as 2 other private citizens. And the 3-judge panel went all the way to the appellate court because the district court judge wasn't about to have that on his plate. So he ruled the wrong way and sent it to the Ninth Circuit. Even in their liberal mindset, they still knew better. Biden administration is going to forcefully urge Congress to pass more COVID funding today. Why? Why do we need more COVID funding? I thought we were over this already. Where's this money really going? Congress does not have to listen to this moron. Scotty in Virginia, welcome to the show. How are you?
Dave, I think I'm misunderstood on your show a lot. You know, I called the other day about the right to be a racist if you want to, and you fall into a trap about, you know, when you start arguing with someone whether you're racist or not, they've done one argument. So, you know, you're not going to get in the kingdom of God hating no one. So,
yeah, that's for sure. Now, hey, you know what? But you're entitled to free speech, Scotty. Scotty, you're entitled to free speech. That's what matters here. And if you say, look, I have a problem with race, I have a problem, I'm not a white supremacist, but I have a problem with that guy sitting across the table from me, sneering at me, and I don't like the way he looks, and he looks sinister, and he looks criminal, that doesn't necessarily make you a racist. It makes you just uncomfortable.
Exactly.
That's what it makes you.
Exactly right. Now, you know, it's anytime you get into a debate with anyone, this day and time, it's the first thing they want to do is start slamming his racist. You know, and my point of that is, anytime you go on the defensive, I'm not a racist, you done lost the argument. You done lost. Walk away. It's done. It's over. One more thing, Dave. I really
yes,
do love your show, and I really think it's hard for me to express myself and explain myself a lot. But you was talking about the Cessna. Keep in mind, it's a Cessna. Commercial flights, you got two pilots on that flight. So you are pretty safe flying commercially.
I
am not for the shot. I'm totally against the shot. I don't have it, but there is a backup fail-safe there. So
there is.
Love your show. Keep up the great work. Talk to you later, man.
Yep, we appreciate you. Scotty, take care and stay safe on the road. We appreciate it. I know you're a trucker, and I can tell you're probably on the road right now. And thank you, and God bless you and your safe travels. Here's the thing. You know, we're talking about the cashless society. I got in a conversation. I got guys putting on my fence today. And I got a conversation with them about, you know, cash. And, you know, it's really amazing how even people who are of Hispanic descent understand the same principles that we do. They like cash, too. But you see what happened during the pandemic, and I just brought this up. And think about this for a minute. I'm just kind of thinking outside the box a little bit here. So amuse yourself if you don't want to indulge me. And understand that during the pandemic, what we dealt with mostly is credit cards. We bought a lot of stuff on Amazon. We did a lot of internet shopping because we were told we had to stay in our homes. You remember all that? I don't think I need to refresh your memory as to where this is going. New report from the Bank of International Settlements estimates up to 90% of national central banks are at least in the planning stages for launching a central bank digital currency. You see, first it started with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is dangerous right now. Not only is it tanking, and you can argue for and against Bitcoin any way you want to, but Bitcoin is ether. Ether is a gas. Bitcoin is in the ozone. Bitcoin is out there. It's basically electronic. Same with your credit card. It's electronic. You use a debit card. It's electronic. When you're not using any of what currency we have in our circulation, and you're using your electronic currency, you are subscribing to what the central bank wants to put in permanently. They are running concrete experiments on this right now all over the world. They want to make this a cashless society. I caution you, based on this news report, you can read it for yourself. We're going to put it online in the e-blast and the email blast you get in your inbox by subscribing on thepowerhour.com. And you can read this. You got response to COVID, response to halt climate change, response to, you know, why bother going to where you can stay at home, use your credit card, buy your groceries, save on gas, halt climate change. They don't have a clue what climate change is. If the world is going to end, it's going to end in its own time, with or without the help of the United States government or anybody else for that matter. And as for the war in Ukraine, this is all weapons of mass distraction, folks. Same with COVID. Same with the jab. Same with turning your neighbors against you. You know, they did surveys. They did studies. They had think tank sessions to determine what would be the best way to create divisiveness over COVID. Well, let's see. If we all put you in groupthink and said, hey, how would you treat it if you had to wear a mask and the guy next to you said, nope, I'm not wearing a mask. How would you treat him? They found out 35% of those that were in these think tank groups resented those who pushed back. And they went, oh, so there we have a way to manipulate the masses and turn people against each other, because if they don't want to wear a mask, they're un-American. They're unpatriotic. They don't want to take the shot. They're unpatriotic. They don't love America. You see, this is where this was headed. And they knew this because they did think tank studies on it. And they found the best way to call somebody un-American and anti-American and anti-this and anti-that. And anti-government, let's not forget that. and domestic terrorists and white supremacists. Oh, you must be a racist because you don't want to wear a mask. Wow. I like the way I look. That's why I don't want to wear a mask. If I don't wear a mask, people can see me smile. They know how I'm reacting because they can see the expression in my facial muscles. That doesn't make me a racist. It makes me smarter, especially when I see people driving down the road wearing a mask in an enclosed space, smoking a cigarette, and they've got a hole poked in their mask, and they're smoking a cigarette through their mask. I call that COVIDiot. Because if they suffer from hypoxia behind the wheel, they're going to have a COVAccident. Just the way it is. They can have their labels. I got mine. But I'm certainly not a racist because I don't want to wear a mask or take the jab. And I'm certainly not un-American because I put on my critical thinking cap like so many of you have. It's like I said, we have the smartest listeners on this show. And by the way, for those of you who are embracing the idea of going out and buying an electric car, Tesla has recalled 130,000 vehicles across the U.S. Guess what? Touchscreens can overheat and go blank. Well, that'll help. Tesla has recalled 475,000 cars at the end of 2021, yet the Biden administration uses this as a solution. These people are idiots. They do not deserve to be running a country. We need to do something in November by voting for the person, not the party, and get rid of these morons. And then they're sending up SpaceX, really? I think Elon is so spread out right now, buying Twitter, trying to help humanity. He's forgetting about the more important things and what happens if your screen goes blank and you can't drive your car. But yet, Washington State, in 8 years, wants everybody to be driving an electric car. Morons. Reprobates. Kind of crazy out there. Nina Jankowicz. Oh, our Ministry of Truth czar. She is now demanding power to edit your tweets. Yeah, Elon may free you up so you can get on there, but she wants to blue check Twitter users to help police commentary on social media platform by allowing them to come in and edit tweets that they consider to be false or misleading. Jankowicz has a blue check on the platform herself, believe it or not. Elon, you need to do something. Are you listening to this, Elon? You need to get rid of Jankowicz and keep her off your platform. She's dangerous, Elon. $44 billion right down the toilet if you let her take control of this. And you wonder why our kids are so messed up. According to one survey, 50% of kids spend less than 1 hour outside per day. That disconnect from the natural environment be leading to a host of physical and mental problems in kids and adolescents, leading to a phenomenon known as nature deficit disorder. Did you know there is such a condition? I remember when I was going to school, as you probably do, about how much time we got to spend out in recess. At least three times a day, we spent a lot of time outside running off all that loose energy, playing soccer, doing whatever kids did with a tetherball. Remember that? Way back when, climbing on the monkey bars on the jungle gym, getting rid of all that loose energy. Nature deficits are on the rise, according to the study, due to increasingly urbanized lifestyles, which generally include access to fewer natural spaces, lots of screen time. All those people from Xbox must be loving this. Oh, quick, I just got shot. Oh, no. Oh, no. New screen. Oh, no, I'm out. Oh, darn. Gee, I think I'll go kill myself. Hey, where's that fentanyl? You see, all of this, the more time you spend indoors, now, less exposure to nature and youth has paralleled an increase in mental health disorders, persistent feelings of sadness and hopelessness, and suicidal thoughts. In youth and young adults, exposure to nature improves cognitive functioning, decreases attention deficit disorder, promotes self-awareness, among other benefits. So this is one of the reasons why when we were young, our parents kicked us out and locked the doors and said, don't come back till dinner. Yeah, go play in the dirt and get yourself some of that natural immunity out there. That's what we did when we were kids. Remember that? Played with little toy cars out in the dirt and made little play cities and play towns and In the wintertime, you got your toboggan out or your sled, and you went sledding. You spent the whole day in the neighbor's backyard on the hill somewhere. And you grew up right. You learned how to socialize. You didn't stay hidden behind an Xbox. See, when we went electronic and went all digital and got all these me phones, and then we start putting all our faith and trust in the government, expecting things to do the government was not designed to do. And in the meantime, our gas prices are going up. Why? The Interior Department has canceled a 1 million-plus acre oil lease in Alaska. Oh, that's good for oil and gas prices, isn't it? Yeah. Whatever actions that Scarecrow has taken to control to combat high gas prices isn't working. This is crazy. Moderna, by the way, for those of you who wonder what's going to happen to your kids, will they take them and jab them without your knowledge? Apparently, California is trying to pass a law that says that schools do not have to notify parents when they jab their kids. Moderna has made all the necessary submissions required by the FDA for emergency use authorization of its COVID-19 supposed vaccine. You see this nonsense? Even Epic Times can't get that crap out of their system. Epic Times even uses that word vaccine. Oh, but it's a news story, Dave. It's a jab. It's gene therapy. But now they've gotten approval or made all the necessary submissions to get approval to use this jab in adolescents and kids. According to what it said yesterday, they want these shots for three distinct age groups. Adolescents age 12 to 17, that includes your high school kid. Children age 6 to 11, that's middle school. And 6 years and 6 months, those between those ages, that's from birth to kindergarten, damn near. Submissions for all three groups were made on May 9th, so you know where we're at on this. Even though the supposed vaccine is approved by the FDA for use in adults 18 years and older, no. We need to get this into more kids. Because 10 years down the road, when these 6 to 11-year-olds are of reproductive age, guess what? They're going to have dead sperm. They will have zero sperm count. I predict it's coming. They want to reduce the population. What a great way to do that. Other than inject your kids, 25% of whom will get myocarditis, according to the latest studies. And this has absolutely nothing to do with those undisclosed royalty payments estimated at $350 million from pharmaceutical and other firms to Fauci and hundreds of other NIH scientists. Oh, of course, now the director of the NIH, acting director, says, oh, well, it does have an appearance of a conflict of interest, you think? Oh, there's a story on there. I don't even want to go into detail on that. These cockamamie idiots out there think they're going to fool us. And, of course, those top Democratic leaders out there with oversight of the National Institutes for Health, of course, are keeping quiet about all those payments. Yeah, why is that, you ask? Yeah, the Epic Times, of course, sent multiple requests to Senator Patty Murray, Democrat of Washington, Frank Pallone of New Jersey, for comment on a report by a nonprofit government watchdog estimating that Fauci, former NIH Director Francis Collins, and hundreds of scientists from the NIH got as much as $350 million in undisclosed royalty payments from pharmaceutical and other private firms between 2010 and 20. All of these revelations were from Adam Andrzejewski, who we've had on the show before from Open the Books. Thousands of pages of documents the group got from NIH Freedom of Information Act request lawsuit in federal court, filed by Judicial Watch on behalf of Open the Books. Tom Fitton, way to go on that. You get a tip for that hat trick. And ivermectin, we have a story on there about it being a notable anti-tumor effect. Is it a cancer solution? We have that story there. It includes inhibiting proliferation, metastasis, and angiogenic activity in cancer cells. Something else this very cheap drug can be used for. There's a story on our email blast about that as well. There also is Captain Snow, which Lane Kavanaugh talked about on our show. Captain Bob Snow, who lives in San Antonio, very close to us, is probably never going to fly again. He had an episode on the tarmac after he landed his plane in Dallas. Taxied up to the gate, got off to look underneath to do his pre-flight check and collapsed on the tarmac of a heart attack. They had to use a defibrillator three times. Fortunately, there was a nurse and an EMT on board the aircraft that rushed to his aid. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here to speak out about this to the Defender in an interview. This thing about vaccine mandates that robbed pilots of their careers and in some cases their lives, he came very, very close, and Snow admits he got this jab under duress. The dream of flying is no longer a possibility for him. His career was cut short. Once you've had a heart attack or you've had a stroke, your career to fly is over. And all that time you spent in the military, and a lot of pilots went to flight school to learn how to fly. A lot of them did it because they wanted to be like Bob Snow's daughter, who wanted to be a pilot just like her dad. And now he can't teach her because he can't get behind the stick. He's medically impaired now. He cannot get behind the yoke of that aircraft to teach his daughter all the basic principles so she can decide, is this what I want to do? She wants to be a pilot. It'll probably never happen. All courtesy of the jab. Some of these accounts from all these pilots that we're going to include in your email blast are very hair-raising and deeply disturbing, according to Maureen Steele, a paralegal and head of media relations for the John Pierce Law Firm. What can I say? Tomorrow we're having repeats. Of course, if you want to get online and hit us up, look for the scroll for Myrtle Beach for Reawakening America Tour. I will be there. Until then, God bless you. We will be back next week. God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.